Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's Friday morning. It's super cold, but we're going to warm things up with a heartwarming story.
We have Detective Chase McCowan and Officer Nicole McCowan. You may have heard their names recently a lot in the news. That's
everywhere.
Because they were heroes, which I know you guys don't like to be called heroes, but tell us what happened Saturday night for you guys on date night.
Yeah, so it was just a simple story. I mean, we had gone in for a date. We both love Raising Cane's. We've eaten there quite a bit. Same location quite a few times. And we had sat down to eat, had just finished up and looked over and pieced together what was going on. And, I mean, from that point on, the video shows it all, jumped up and took off after him.
So there was a man that was robbing restaurant and with a gun. And you guys just stepped into action.
Mm-hmm. And then you thought at first, because based on the current flu season, that he might just be sick when he walked in.
Yeah, I mean, it was a surgical type mask. So I thought it was just, you know, protection kind of thing. And then I saw all the employees' hands go up and I looked at him because he had a better visual than I did. And he saw a gun. And I'm like, well, all right, this is happening. So that's when we both got up and he originally had me try to call 911, but I wasn't going to do that.
No.
Well, and the reason for that, because you used to be a dispatcher.
Yes.
Before you became an officer.
Yeah, so that's what I was like, I'm not just going to sit back. Somebody else, I know there's somebody else who's going to call, so help him for the time being.
The one question I've not heard answered, did you guys get to actually finish your meal, or was it cold by the time you got back to it?
Thankfully, we did get to finish our meals beforehand, so.
That's actually a big part of why it played out the way it did. We had just finished our meals and we're moving to stand up to leave, and that's what caused us to turn and look his direction. He was quiet. We didn't know anything was going on until we turned to leave, and so that's finishing the meal was a big part of why it happened the way it did.
I was wondering about whether or not he was loud or if he was quiet, because you can't hear in the video. There's no audio with
right.
it, so he was quiet when he was robbing.
Yeah, he was quiet. There was some music playing and all that too in the restaurant, and I mean, you can see in the video he racks the slide, and it looks pretty violently racked. And I know somebody, you know, there's been comments made about it. He racked the slide. Why didn't you guys do more? And that's all of it. I mean, we couldn't hear. We didn't see that. And finishing the food was a big part of why it played out the way it did. If we'd still been eating, we may have never heard him, never saw him.
Wow.
For those who haven't been in a Raising Cane's, they are kind of loud. They're very bright. And they've got a mirror ball spinning around in there.
Yes.
I mean, it's a fun kind of a place to go eat. It's not a subdued, quiet restaurant. So.
Hashtag one love.
All right. So you guys are going to be sticking around for a few minutes, and we will come back and find out more about this.
It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. We are Quixie 98.3, Prince and the Revolution, and When Doves Cry. We've got Nicole and Chase McCowan here, and you guys, married couple, E-Town police officers, you're a detective, you're a patrol officer. When you met, you were a dispatcher, you were a patrol officer. How long ago did you two actually meet one another?
When'd you start?
Yeah, I was hired in 15. We may have seen each other once or twice before I went to academy, but when I got out of academy and early 16 is when we started actually working together and getting to know each other better.
Mm-hmm. And not married that long now.
No, six months.
6 months, yeah.
That's awesome.
And so you guys were on a date night on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so your date kind of got, I wouldn't say ruined, but it's memorable. But we want to make up for that.
We want to fix it.
We want to give you a makeup date night.
No.
You guys have been trained to make quick decisions. And so we're going to put you on the spot and you're going to have to make a decision.
Well, first off, you'll have to decide what you're going to eat at Longhorn Steakhouse. We've got a $50 gift card and a free appetizer. This is courtesy of Jeff Rhodes, the managing partner there. And he said when you guys come in to eat, please ask for him. So that's for you guys.
So
you get to argue about what you want to eat.
Okay. Well, now you have to decide very quickly.
And by the way,
this
is a gift from us and our sister station. So we partnered together to do this. Now, somebody's going to have to take lead. Somebody's going to flank.
Yes.
Now's when
you guys
the
are professionals
start coming.
With this. Okay. So you can choose from tickets to see Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, my gosh.
Alanis Morissette, Incubus, or a night at Derby Dinner Playhouse.
So
Quick.
You know I'm not picky, so.
Okay, the choices again are. There's your choices again. And Derby Dinner Playhouse will be kind of a local thing. One of the concerts is local, and then two of the shows are in Cincinnati. So, again, this is the way police officers are trained. They have to think fast.
We're a lot better at doing it on the job than
I don't want to use the phrase gun to your head, but you do have to make a decision.
I carry the stereotype that I'm really bad with making decisions.
So she's picked up Cirque du Soleil.
Okay. Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil it is.
So date night at Cirque du Soleil and then go to Longhorn Steakhouse. And we're also giving you some coffee mugs, tumblers.
Too much.
So that you guys can remember us every time you drink coffee.
We don't expect this at all.
No.
But well, we
come to do this. This is just a gift, you know.
I know.
And we know you guys were doing what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, you were just living life and, you know, you're trained to do this. And so we appreciate that. And this is our way of showing you one more time how much we appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff Rhodes. Thank you if you're listening.
Yeah, Jeff.
It's very sweet of you.
Enjoy your date night.
I appreciate you guys.
We try to make it better. So thank you for being what you always were supposed to be, which is good people and trained police officers. And I'm sure Louisville Metro appreciates it. I'm sure I know the folks at Raising Cane's do. They said so at the press conference the other day. And Quixie really appreciates you too.
Thanks for being good humans.
Thank you.
Chase McCowan, Nicole McCowan, detective and officers from Elizabethtown Police Department, pretty much famous now. And now they're going to get to have a better date night. Thanks for coming on the show this morning.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Here's Charlie Puth and The Way I Am.
We are Quixie 98.3.